This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR news website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. The ministry said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. All media platforms, news agencies and social media users have been advised to exercise utmost responsibility and adhere strictly to existing laws and regulations while reporting on matters concerning defence and other security-related operations. The Union Home Ministry has handed over the investigation of Pahalgam terror attack to National Investigation Agency, NIA. Sources said now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, NIA team had visited the terror attack site. The government has directed airlines to implement passenger handling measures amid airspace restrictions to ensure continued passenger comfort, safety and regulatory compliance. The Civil Aviation Ministry said, in light of the recent international airspace closures and overflight restrictions, several flight routes have been significantly altered, leading to extended flight durations and the possibility of technical stops. The ministry asked airlines to proactively inform passengers about route changes, extended travel times and any technical halts during their journey. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has launched Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme Guidelines and online portal in New Delhi. Recently, the Union Cabinet had approved the scheme with the funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in the electronics supply chain. The guidelines have been formulated with intense industry consultation. The scheme will be open to receive application from 1st of next month through the online portal.
Please set up design teams, because this is just the beginning of the electronics industry's growth. What you are going to see in the next 5 years will be phenomenal change. If you are not prepared for it, you will be left out. So set up design teams, get the latest design tools, make sure that you continuously strive to do backward integration.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has offered condolences to the bereaved family members of the people killed in a road accident in Nuh district of Haryana. The Prime Minister also wished for the speedy recovery of the people injured in the incident, assuring that the state government would provide the necessary assistance. As many as 7 people lost their lives and several others sustained serious injuries after a speeding pickup van lost control and rammed into them while they were cleaning a stretch of the Delhi-Mumbai expressway near Ibrahim Bas village, Firozpur Jhirka in Nuh district. In Jharkhand, in a major crackdown by the anti-terrorist squad on the terrorist network linked to banned organization of Islamic State of Iraq and Syria and Hizbut Tahrir, 4 suspected people, including a couple, have been detained from Vasepur area of Dhanbad district. 4 sleeper cell members of Hizbut Tahrir have been arrested after raids at various places in the same area. They were staying there and operating anti-national activities by connecting other youths of the state to their network. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat has emphasized that non-violence is India's religion and a key part of its values, but so is teaching a lesson to oppressors. Speaking yesterday at an event to mark the release of the book The Hindu Manifesto in New Delhi, Mr. Bhagwat said, "India never harms or disrespects others, but there is no cure if someone is bent on being evil." In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings shared points after their crucial match was abandoned due to incessant rain and thunderstorms at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Batting first, Punjab scored 201 for 4 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.